K107.1, we play your music, also the home for your Green Bay Packers. And yesterday, you heard a victory, the first victory since October 27th. And Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. I'm still trying to make sure that what I saw was real, because not only was it a victory that I'm not used to seeing or I haven't seen in a while, but it was one sealed by Jarrett Bush, of all people. So am I still sleeping, or is this reality?
You might still be sleeping. It is almost hard to believe. The guy who has been a thorn in the side of many Packers fans over the years, perhaps a little bit unfairly, becomes the hero in yesterday's game, breaks up the fourth down pass, tight end Tony Gonzalez, and then comes away with the clinching interception at the end of the game on the Falcons' last drive. So congratulations, Jarrett Bush, a great guy who's been a kind of one of the Packers' special teams captains over the years, to end this five-game winless streak and get the Packers in position to maybe fight for a playoff spot.
You know, at about 1:30 yesterday, I was convinced the season was over, because you had the Lions doing well in Philadelphia playing in that snow globe, and then you had the Packers. It was just after that play where it hit off the linebacker's foot. It was a drive that the Packers were trying to get some momentum. Things were looking like they were going to turn around. And then the wackiest play of all plays, I thought that kind of sequence really was defining the Packers season. But lo and behold, they took the booing at halftime and turned it into something positive. Packers came out, got a victory, which, again, I thought the season was over yesterday around 1:30.
Things were looking bleak for the Packers. They were not looking good in the first half of the game. And then all of a sudden, after halftime, things turned around, both on offense and defense. On offense, Matt Flynn kind of took charge of the game, and maybe he didn't look like Aaron Rodgers, but he did enough to get the win and get the job done. And then on the defensive side of the football, they looked better, as good as they had in months, really, coming away with several stops, forcing punts, and this wasn't a great Falcons team, and I guess you kind of look at it that way a little bit, but hey, all they need was a win to kind of, you know, stop the bleeding, and they got the job done.
Packers beating the Falcons 22-21 yesterday, as we talk with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. We've talked with Brian all season, and I was kind of worried in the preseason that we were talking too much about who's going to back up Aaron Rodgers and the kicking situation. It seemed to be the only two things we covered, but look at the two things that played into effect yesterday. Mason Crosby, another good day from him, especially in the cold weather. And Matt Flynn, yeah, that backup quarterback position, very important, as we've found the last couple of weeks. But credit to those guys, and credit to you and me for knowing exactly what to talk about, Brian.
Exactly. We'll take all the credit. One thing interesting here, when the end of the season comes, if Mason Crosby has a field goal percentage over 85%, I think, he gets like a $2 million bonus when they restructured his contract. And he's kind of hovering right up over 85% right now. So he's got a lot of money riding in the next few games. So that'll definitely be worth watching.
The Packers now a half game back of the Detroit Lions. Of course, they're the team you want to worry about, because the Packers play the Bears toward the end of the season. So if they keep winning, they control their own destiny. Their Bears play the Cowboys tonight. But the Lions have Philadelphia. They just lost to them. Now Baltimore, New York, and the Vikings. Is it a realistic shot that the Packers can still win the North? Because we got a tough Cowboys team in Dallas, and I don't see them winning this game without Aaron Rodgers. Then you have the Steelers and the Bears. I think it's nice that Matt Flynn got us back. I think we need Rodgers, otherwise there's no chance.
It's not going to be easy. I think I saw, some organization puts out odds of the Packers making the playoffs, and they went from about 5% yesterday prior to the game to like 15% now.
Ooh.
So, a jump of 10%, that's nice. But you're looking 15%, they are still a long way to go. Even with Aaron Rodgers, there's no guarantee the Packers win on the road, although they have a much better shot of winning probably. you know, not only just to get the game against Dallas, but then the two games to close the season. While they still need the Lions to lose at least one, they, of course, the Packers need to beat the Bears as well. So there's a lot of work ahead of the Packers, but there's, as they say in Dumb and Dumber, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Always good to quote that movie. Do we know anything about Aaron Rodgers? We're just going to have to wait and see this week again?
It is a wait-and-see game. I really, it's probably a coin flip. I mean, he's got a better chance of playing than he did a month ago, but, you know, whether they could hold him out one more week or his collarbone isn't quite ready to take another hit yet, I'm not sure. I'm sure head coach Mike McCarthy will be asked about Aaron Rodgers, but what he has to say about him, whether he'll commit to him being the starter already or they'll take the whole week to kind of figure it out, we'll find out later.
We'll find that out, and we'll see who's starting against the Dallas Cowboys this Sunday. Packers-Dallas, 3:25 the kickoff, 1 o'clock the coverage will begin right here on K107.1. Brian Caravu, the esteemed Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you in a couple days.
Sounds good. Talk to you Friday.